Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday, and this part of the show is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank's helping revitalize Fremont by rebuilding its headquarters downtown. Structure's already turning heads in the Bay Area. The bank recently received a design award from the Silicon Valley Business Journal. Go to fremontbank.com for more info. So, bro code. That's a thing.
I don't know if it is.
If Bryn and Anita broke up, let's say, your family wasn't in the picture. If Bryn and Anita broke up, would it be okay for you to date Anita?
No.
That's a bro code.
Oh, okay. That's no, I wouldn't. I to me, even if it was okay, I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to be.
What if Anita was all like, come on, baby, let's let's do this thing. That's the problem is chicks.
You know, you're killing Bryn right now, right? I mean.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
It's hypothetical.
In the back of his head, he's like, Anita, get off Vinny. What are you doing?
No, what's going on here?
Look, we broke up 2 years ago, Bryn. Yeah. I'm on this guy now.
You're right, though. It is the girl. Like, if.
You can't help it. Boys can't help it. The boy can't help it.
I wouldn't
it.
Be mad at you, Vinny.
I would be mad at me, though. I would be
deep
mad
down inside,
at me.
Maybe,
I say right this now, stuff into a microphone all the time. I don't think, like, you can shop somewhere else. You don't have to go find somebody that, you know, in the room next door, like your stepsister. You don't have to go do. You don't have to go do Bryn's ex. Like, you know, you. That's just.
Is it okay if I do the housekeeper though?
Well.
Really?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to say.
My wife, she's like two rooms away. She's too far. This lady's bending over.
I don't think
she's
that breaks
cleaning.
In the context of bro code. Yes, it's okay to do the maid. You're putting me in a bad situation.
You know, after Doreen and John broke up,
because you were doing him the whole time.
No, that's not why. They broke up. I hadn't done him in years when they broke up. So she was like, I'm in love with someone else at work, and I'm done with, I'm done with you.
John.
But I'm gonna live here for a while longer. So that's weird. One bed. So John's been broken up with, and he's bummed.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
That Doreen dumps John.
Dumps John.
While they're living together.
Yes.
And then says, besides.
I don't have anywhere else to go.
I got to stay here, though.
Yep.
And I paid my rent, so you can sleep on the couch or sleep next to me, but we're broken up.
And I'm in love with some guy that I met at work. So, it was a horrible situation, and, for John, and we've talked about it plenty of times, so...
He was bummed, right?
Well, he was bummed that she was still living there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but he was kind of okay with them breaking up, because, he says he'd tried to break up with her a few times, and she'd break down and cry, what am I going to do without you, and that kind of crap. And then she finds some dude to... bone and she's done. So she's 5 or 6 months go by, and she moves out pretty quickly after that, she goes and she's, I don't know where the hell she went. Who cares? So about 6 months later, me and John are in a band together, and we actually start sort of, it happens. We start dating.
Sort of.
So when it, yeah. And we're low key, we're on the down low for a few months before we
right.
kind of come out to everybody and say, look, we're dating and this is what's happening.
Soon yeah, you're, during, you and your winking is so subtle. I'm sure nobody knew.
So we are together, and the minute she finds out that I'm dating him, she starts dating all his friends. Like, she goes to sort of a peripheral
what?
Friend. Yeah, this guy Curtis that we know. And she's like, and she keeps calling John to tell him how she's, well, I'm with Curtis now, and I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they, you know, John's like, I don't care. I'm with Sarah, and she's a total fox.
Yeah, she's bad.
Yeah, she knows how to do all the stuff. We're having a good time.
Yeah. All that
and
stuff.
Then she goes, she breaks up with Curtis, and she starts dating Evil Rick.
And Evil went like, out
yeah,
with her?
Evil went out with her, too. And John's, you know, madder about that than he is about Curtis, because he's like, who cares about Curtis? Go ahead. But Evil Rick's like one of his closest friends.
Well, what's your problem with Curtis?
No problem with Curtis. He's he's very peripheral to our central friend group, right?
So I love that friend. Name, Curtis. That's a good name.
Yeah. And he was the oldest of all of us. We used to call him Mentor. So he was.
Oh, like, he was that guy?
Oh, you know about Mentor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mentor. He's Mentor.
Oh, geez. They wasted a cool name like Curtis on that guy? That's too bad.
Have you met him or something?
No, you told me he's lame. He was like the older guy that used to hang out and everyone would go, whatever, no, smart guy.
I think you might be thinking of Manny. Whatever.
Oh.
It's fine. I mean, these are all like literally this is ancient history. So then
okay.
So she breaks up with Curtis, but she starts going out with DeLarco. And John just kind of has to suck it up because he's like, you know, he's super psyched. He's with me.
Right.
But still, it's like, really? You, all the girls in the world, and you've got to go with, and, you know, so of course she immediately calls John to tell him, you know, I'm with DeLarco now. I'm with Evil Rick. And then Evil Rick, I guess, something happened and like an incident between the two of them.
Oh.
Yeah, he's evil for a reason. He's a bad guy. And she calls John up all crying, and he's like, well, what do you want me to do about it? You knew this guy. You know how volatile he is. I'm not going to come rescue you. Like, that's not happening. And that was when she showed up at the house with a six-pack of beer.
And lingerie under a trench coat.
I think she was naked under the trench coat.
Oh.
I think it was trench coat, six-pack of beer, and naked. Like, let the coat fall open, and he's all, get out of here.
Yeah, right.
So, he said get out of here right after he did her, I'm sure. I mean, that's the moral of the story. When a girl wants it, a guy has to give it, right?
Yeah, not John. It? John's very, I believe him, but you guys can believe it or not.
Well, I don't know. You're telling
it's
the
fine.
Story.
Even if he did do her, like, I don't care. It's been 35 years or something. I'm pretty secure. So I've always thought that was like, there it was, like, even though I didn't really know about the bro code or whatever, you know, I was only
bro code
is
where we started, right?
Yeah, so bro, like, to me, those are both big violations of the bro code. Like, he was with Doreen for 5 years, and when you're a kid, 5 years is a long time.
Well, this is what I would say in defense of the guys from back then, is bro code's harder to hold up when you're kids. So, I'm not excusing people, but I think that when you're a kid, you date the people within arm's reach.
And who the chicks who are like, hey, I'm naked under this.
Especially I mean,
knows,
if one wants
many,
you, right.
Yeah, who knows how many times she pulled maybe it worked so many times that that's why she pulled the naked trench coat thing. She was like, well,
right.
It worked on everybody else.
Right.
Why wouldn't it work on my ex?
But I think once you're of a certain age, yeah, you should absolutely. You have a car. You could drive, you know, yourself on
right.
a date. You don't have to
sure.
date the next door neighbor.
No, it's true. And I also think that in a way that it's such typical behavior to throw something away because you don't want it. But then if anybody else wants it,
right.
you want it back.
Oh, like, that had value? Oh, that was cool? Oh, you like
right.
it? Well, then I right. like it too.
Yeah, I want it back. You know what? I had that for a long time, and that's not yours. That's mine still. Because what we want is for people to be devastated when we break up with them and to never love again. And that is just not the way it works.
Nope.
So here's a, you know, look, Pete Davidson, a hero to many. A hero
to God,
most,
this has all been building for Pete Davidson. Pete, huh?
About Pete Davidson.
Well, whose bro code did he break? Let's hear this.
He is friends, or was friends, with Emily Ratajkowski's ex.
Oh.
a single photo of a really bad car crash. And he's done a few different things where it's the same photo, but 19 times on a 12-foot canvas. One of these just sold for $85 million at auction, Sotheby's. 1963 ink and graphite canvas prints. He did a bunch of these. $85 million for this particular set. But it's not the most it's ever sold for. Something like 100 and, let's see, in 2013, another Warhol piece from this same series fetched $105 million. And that's his record sale. It, not the Maryland stuff, not the can of soup stuff. It's this grisly car crash. The name of it is like, White Car Crash 19 Times. That's the one that just sold. But he's done this, they say, White Car Crash series. So there you go. Oh, there it is. And it's really, it looks like a bunch of really bad black and white photos just on a giant canvas.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a piece of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. We got a lot of stuff going on. So, and this first story is about your boy and about Twitter. So I don't know how much
I don't call my boy anymore. I really feel like that guy is blowing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Enough of my boy. Just that guy.
So weird. You got that Tesla after frothing about it for so long, and then you went, I can't drive that there. That's too scary in the garage. And then you ended up selling the thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And did they cancel? I don't know. I had read something, and this isn't even part of the story that I'd planned to tell you about, but I'd heard that Tesla started canceling a bunch of their solar panel jobs. Like, they realized they're not going to be able to fulfill all the requests or something.
Oh.
So did that happen to you, or did you guys just cancel on your own? Or did you get it?
You mean the roof thing we were going to do?
Yeah.
We were going to get that whole solar roof thing where the shingles are actually solar stuff.
Oh, that's not Tesla.
It is Tesla. It's a Tesla.
Okay.
Specifically like a Tesla roof. Not just the panels, but these actual shingle things. They canceled on us. We were in the queue for a long time, and they said your roof's too complicated.
Oh, okay. They've now started canceling for a lot of different reasons. So it sounds like they just can't fulfill all the requests. Okay. Well, anyway, back to why I brought up Elon, not your boy.
Thank you.
So he put out that loyalty oath thing the other day, an ultimatum,
so weird,
saying to people that you've got to be hardcore and promise to work long hours or get out. Which is, I don't know how seriously every person in tech is about their job, but I know a lot of them already overwork. And you could say what you want about what tech has done to the world, whether you believe it's great or not, but I'm witness to what kind of hours tech workers do. It's often way more, like almost double what normal people work, and it may not seem the typical, but it involves dealing with emails in the late hours of the night or taking calls because you're working around the world at 2 a.m. because there's crazy stuff that people do in the name of their work. And I believe if you do that regularly, you're already driven and you're already hardcore and you don't need someone behind you, a drill sergeant shouting, be more
hardcore.
Do more than you already do. Like, these are people who already are skipping most family things.
Right.
Most of the families
are skipping life. They have no life. Their entire life becomes this job.
So I don't know how much more he expects to wring out of people, but the backlash is real, according to the story I'm reading now, which they're saying a lot of people went, no, I'm not going to work for this guy anymore. Like, this isn't happening. So Twitter, the offices, they say, are closed, as they were in a situation where, and I don't know how people feel about that if you're a Twitter fan. If their engineers aren't there, if the tech people who keep that thing safe and operating, like, would you slide into someone's DMs right now knowing there's less employees around to keep an eye on things? Or does that not matter to you? I don't know.
I have no idea if there even are DMs on Twitter. I have no idea. I think should always be careful on social media no matter what. I really feel like, and this is a big reason why I don't want him to, he's just that guy now to me. He is just single-handedly ruining something that a lot of people really liked, and whether or not there were trolls on there, people are bummed, and this is almost, he's made some dumb statements on Twitter. He's done some dumb things in his life. This feels like he's out of control making mistakes and being a jerk. Like, here's what I would, if I worked at Twitter, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going to bust my ass. I'm going to live for this job, Elon. LinkedIn. Let me see.
Yeah, no, that's what I expect.
Let's get like, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh no, I'm working my ass off.
If you didn't all have an adverse reaction and blow up and quit on the spot,
right,
you're likely looking and just doing the adult thing, which is keep the paycheck coming in until you can, unless you're, you know, maybe you've made enough money. But either way, right now, people are saying that, while Elon says Twitter's bigger than ever because you guys keep, the media keeps reporting all the stories about Twitter. Okay. But all the stories are people are leaving Twitter.
Right.
Not only the employees, but the people who use Twitter. And I feel bad because we know, for example, our Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, ding, ding. Mm-hmm.
Shame. yeah.
Thank you.
No, you're 100%
he's a guy who's,
right,
who loves it. And he's like, I like to put news out through that way. Mm-hmm. And
it's immediate. And it's a way to, mm-hmm, you know, inform people.
He's continuing
people
to do that, too. Today, he's at the courthouse for the Holmes case. Oh, and he's
right,
going to be live updating while he's in the court.
So that's sentencing today, right?
Today, mm-hmm, is the sentencing. Exactly right. And there's nothing else to report yet, but we might have something to report before the end of the show. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Probably not because it's, you know, that 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know when, mm-hmm, they're going to start that. But anyway, Twitter, chaos. It's happening.
Good job,
bummer,
Elon.
Especially if you worked your ass off. That's the real problem about a tech job where you've decided I'm trying to build my brand. I'm trying to make bank. I'm going to go all in and work crazy hours and do all this stuff. And now the thing that you've helped build, sure, you don't own it and you were paid for your time, but you did put your heart into something that's now feels like it's evaporating before your eyes.
Right.
Gotta suck.
Somebody else and their ideas and their concepts, you know, and it's just been such a CF from the get-go. He takes over. It's a nightmare. He fires all these people. He tries to hire people back. He's going to put a paywall in place. Coast for a minute. Go in there. Get the lay of the land. Who does what? Like, who does this? What a maniac.
Well, I'm sure there's someone out there that would say, and I can't speak to the psychology of it all, but he has been slurped worldwide for so long now.
He feels he can do no wrong. That's, mm-hmm, right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I can't. Yeah, that's definitely him.
Look at all the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I got all the money. Everyone thinks I'm great. Hey, they put me on SNL. I can do no wrong.
I'm a star.
Yeah. Right. Well, we'll see. I mean, if Twitter somehow flips and becomes a thriving business that is great for the planet, somehow, as he's described it.
Yep, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll just sit back and watch this weird S show.
Let's talk nerd news.
We weren't That
no, yeah, we actually were. Good
Let's
one.
Let's continue with that.
Yeah. Nerdling. The Artemis 1 moon mission launched Wednesday morning. Oh. This is, there's so much stuff happening, it's hard to even keep up. It's unmanned, so no astronauts are on board, and it won't land on the moon, just orbit it and come home. But it's step one in sending people back there, hopefully in 2025.
Oh.
So that is the first step to our retaking the moon.
Oh, let's, yeah, retake that. I mean, that is some prime real estate right there. The view, amazing.
Mm-hmm. A team at NASA thinks this is why aliens haven't made contact. Complex civilizations just tend to destroy themselves before they can reach out.
It does feel like we've reached the beginning of the end. I hate to even say that, but I kind of agree with that. It's like, it's almost like if our evolution in a limitless universe is somewhat typical, which who knows? I mean, the whole thing with the dinosaurs was a real curveball for the evolution on this planet. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, maybe we've reached that point where suddenly, you know, like maybe social media happens and it becomes the downfall of every planet, or just we eat the planet. Who knows?
Or all of it simultaneously.
Right.
Well, there you go. That's what NASA says. Complex civilizations just tend to destroy themselves before they can reach out.
Let's try to not do that and go forward with this. Let's get a moon base Alpha and a Mars mission, and let's spread out a little bit and try to get some time and space under our belts and figure out a way to go ruin some other planets.
Well,
we thought
Not Your Boy was on his way to doing that, and then he took over Twitter, and he's just completely in the weeds now. What happened to Mars?
I'm hoping that SpaceX is still headed that way.
All right.
You know, I'm sure that just because he's not there every, I mean, he has to be somewhere, so now he's at Twitter, so his other companies are like, phew, that guy's out of here. Thank God he's got something else to bother. Jeez.
You think the scientists somewhere at the Occupy Mars mission just started a super long math problem and like so long that, you know, like the whole chalkboard onto the next wall.
Yep. Yes.
And Elon went, all right, I'm going to go find something to do while you work this out. Let me know when you're done. And now he's just sidetracked by Twitter while, you know, smart guys are working out the
Never
math.
Let him know when we're done. Let's just go to Mars without him.
In tattoo science news.
Tattoo science!
What? Even women in ancient Egypt got lower back tattoos, a.k.a. tramp stamps.
Oh. Well.
Now researchers think pregnant women and midwives got them, maybe as a sort of good luck charm for childbirth. Oh,
a Cleopatra tramp.
Egypt.
Egypt. Nice.
Oh, give me that. Female population, I can deal with that situation. I don't care about my reputation. Give me a freaky, kinky nation. There's also female population. I can deal with that situation. I don't care about my reputation.
Egypt.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. I'll move on. Oh, I got a bunch of texts I need to read to you. I mean, a lot of them. So give me a second here.
Right,
our text
number
is 800-400-3697. Can you guys wish my son Stevie a happy birthday? He turns 13 on Thanksgiving. You guys are a part of our morning routine every day.
Happy early birthday. That's 13, man. Mm. That is the year. Mm-hmm. You're finally a teenager heading into high school. Maybe you're in. I don't know. Maybe that's next year.
415 says, happy birthday, Sarah. What song is Michael, Martin, and Jane going to let you play today per tradition on your birthday?
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Well, you got to play a song.
All right, I'll think on it, yeah.
Okay. What'd you play last time? Was it Boston? I think you did.
Maybe. That sounds like something I would pick. You know, did I ever do that Imogen Heap song?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's like my fave. I'll think on it.
Mm. 415 says,
I don't want to try.
Was it snowing in Philly when Vin crashed his car the first day of work?
No. Nope. I don't even know if it was raining.
Nope.
You were just,
wasn't.
Yeah. It was just dark. You didn't see that pole.
Oh, this is your song.
I love this song. Turn this up. I don't know the words, but I get close.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
415
people
says...
People know this song. A rapper sampled the middle section of this song.
Oh.
What you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Vin. Back to you.
415 says, Anita. Vinny likes the rims on his car too much to date her.
She's bummed. More about the fact that I told on the radio.
You told.
Get over it, Anita. You married a radio star. Or you had babies with one anyway. I don't know. The marriage is later.
I love it too much.
Sorry about it, honey.
Sorry about it.
You guys, I've been singing the Egypt song for weeks now. Thanks for playing it.
Egypt.
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 Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.